In this episode, Dr. Cashley explores frustration and how it impacts our actions, offering a unique perspective on the interplay between stimuli and emotional outbursts. Dr. Cashley emphasizes more than just importance, but tactics for maintaining composure and staying rational in frustrating circumstances. Roll the intro!
Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. For a man will pray to the Almighty God to stop his sniffles. And the Almighty God would come down and say, I gave you hands. Wipe your face, idiot. When people's urges overcome their ability to stay composed on account of the thoughts and feelings that promulgate them by virtue of being stimulated, the oh shit machine starts revving up and the space between stimulus and response shrinks. It shrinks. And eventually their impulsivity grows beyond their tolerance and they have outbursts. Most of them linguistic, some of them just noise. Many times, both. Additionally, these outbursts are external and internal. You make face noises out into the open, and you imagine the face noises you would be making in your old noodle. So thinking caps on. When do you have conversations with yourself? Or, more to the point, when versus if, do you have conversations with apparently some higher or at least some metaphysical being or spirit? Like our boy in the beginning here. For clarification, metaphysical just means it exists kind of abstractly in a different way a scientist would typically measure it. Some people, many millions of people, in fact, would cringe that I would ever accuse them of talking to a higher power or metaphysical beings or whatever. Many millions would argue they do it purposefully on the regular via prayer or meditation, etc. Many people claim they do, and many people claim it's rubbish. For the sake of this text, both of these opinions are whatever. Hear this out. Practically every functional human talks to themselves, internally and externally. That much is known. Face noises are important to humans, even the imaginings of face noises. I'm also going to state that practically every functional human also talks to something other than themselves, especially when they're frustrated and, more to the point, emotionally disturbed and physically distressed. Regardless of religious affiliations or views of God or the universe or whatever, it's common for people to yell out into the nothingness, shake their fist into the sky, or go to their knees and talk into the ground, or even express genuine gratitude, somewhat generically, into the vastness. Internally or externally, many times both. To that end, I often bring the frustration gods to bear in a theme of affective hyperbole, which is a fancy way of saying I say ridiculous things to get a reaction. Indeed, in these outbursts, it's easy to imagine people appealing to the frustration gods. Ah! But more often, cursing them, as any insolent mortal would do. Cursing the gods. The smart idea, eh? But it still serves a purpose and is highly practical in the discussion of frustrating stimuli and building frustration tolerance. Because cursing the gods in a mythical world filled with gods is a dumb idea, just as cursing the gods in a reality where it is secular is a problem, because working yourself up does prompt you to do dumb stuff regardless, okay? So it's a way to help people STFU when it benefits them most, to address the relationship between the frustrating stimulus and the thinking, feeling, and urging, so they can think rationally and act deliberately to have a purposeful response and a constructive outcome to boot. These outbursts, these appeals, cries, or cursings of the frustration gods are great environmental cues to STFU. Eventually, you'll find an outburst coming on, and that alone will be enough to tell yourself to STFU. Beyond that, you'll see them coming and STFU before the frustrating stimulus comes to be, so that you stay calm, collected, and rational. You are tolerant during times where other people are apparently losing their damn minds, cursing the frustration gods, acting like victims when they are so rudely surprised that they won a stupid prize after playing a stupid game. This is especially important when overwhelmed via frustrations, apparently happening in an instantaneous way, okay? For many people looking to garner greater influence on their food and eating, if a person offers them a tasty delight, oops, a stimulus, as it were, it can appear as if it's already down the hatch before they know it. At such time, they curse the frustration gods, and many times themselves, for acting foolishly, having a foolish response. And what's worse, this gets many people into double trouble, where they frustrate themselves further for deviating from their plan and use that as permission to deviate even more, because logic. And this leads mostly to frustrating, destructive outcomes, resulting in more frustrating stimuli. Okay? As a result. To that end, this seemingly preserved behavior of appealing to other beings during times of emotional overwhelm and a lot of frustration, a lot of things blocking you from what you want in various domains, okay? This preserved behavior between humans, between generations and cultures of appealing to other beings or the universe or whatever, regardless of religiosity or philosophical outlook, is a useful tool when learning to STFU. And the importance of presence of mind, telling yourself to STFU when you're in the middle of doing something impulsive and dumb, and ideally before it happens. Let's try another example. I'll throw myself under the bus. Okay, I'll throw myself under the bus because this happened last night and it prompted me to write this very section, okay? If I stub my toe on the table in the middle of the night, or worse, step on something like a Lego, okay? Frustrating stimulus, definitely a frustrating stimulus, and I impulsively respond by yelling, "Ah, son of a bitch!" Who or what am I talking to? And is it sillier that I'm talking to a who or that I'm talking to a what? Does it matter? Think about what seems more ridiculous as a resolution to the stubbing of the toe. To verbally assault the table by assuming its biological sex and insulting its mother? Or to appeal to a higher power, in this case my blatantly fabricated frustration gods, during a time of, in this case, emotional and operational frustration. Again, what's more ridiculous? And does it matter? Which leads to a more constructive outcome? Which response leads to a more constructive outcome? Neither. Point is, whether this outburst appeals to or curses the table or Zeus or the flying spaghetti monster, the frustration gods, or God with a capital G, the impact on the outcome, oh, is about the same. The sniffling man prays to the almighty God to stop his sniffles, and the almighty God comes down and says, "I gave you hands. Wipe your face, idiot." The only thing that happens is that I work myself up, rev up my oh shit machine, okay, shrink the space between stimulus and response and make it easier to do something dumb, like throw the table in a childish rage, an obviously destructive outcome at oh, a table that would be much more convenient to have today. And now there's the quandary of getting another table. Its own frustrating stimulus, okay? These appeals to the external or metaphysical beings as a means to address a very solvable problem in the present is an interesting way to show just how pervasive A to C thinking is, where the stimulus causes the outcome. A to C, skipping B, the response, the human part, the part that changes the most. To be a victim of circumstance and abdicate resolution of this frustration to something else. If I insult the table, then it becomes the table's fault. If the table made me hurt, the table made me throw it. In effect, the table broke itself. If I get mad there are snacks lying around, then I can blame the snacks. My coworkers got so many snacks, they offered the snacks to me. This job is making me so fat. Curse the frustration gods for this stupid table and these bastard coworkers for making me so fat and having a giant toe that hurts and is throbbing. And to them, the enlightened person says, STFU! That's all she wrote today. Thanks for learning. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!